I'm going to call this meeting of the Community Regional Affairs Committee to order. It is 8:06 this morning, and with us are Representative Sisna, Representative Dahlstrom, Representative Olson, and myself, Co-Chair Ledoux. We do have a quorum. Before us today is a bill entitled An Act Establishing a State Heating Assistance Program in addition to the Federal Heating Assistance Program. And I believe Ms. Nelson, Representative Nelson is here to introduce the bill.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Mary Nelson. I represent Bethel and 29 villages. And with me today is Rob Earl, my staff person. And what this bill does is it establishes under statute a program whereby the state of Alaska can match the federal low-income home energy assistance program. 36 other states currently contribute to this program. And last year when we were doing our special session on increasing taxes for oil, what I wanted to do is see that some of that money get back to Alaskan consumers. And every way that we looked at it, a program needed to be developed to do that. And what I wanted it for was especially space heat. We do have programs right now that help lower energy costs at the electric end, but nothing for space heat. And I was even thinking possibly transportation, but the more we looked into trying to find a way to distribute our state's wealth back to Alaskan consumers, it just became such a challenge. And what I heard time and time again is, let's just use a program that already exists, and let's first help the people who need it the most. And to qualify for this program, you have to be below the federal poverty guidelines. In this state, it's significantly lower than the poverty guideline, and I believe somebody from Health and Social Services can tell us exactly how much below. So we did do intent language with our legislation last year on ACEs, but in order to allocate the money, we had to have statutory authority to do that. This bill would also allow for the state to contribute at higher levels than the federal government in terms of the poverty threshold. I believe it would go up to 150% of the federal poverty guidelines, which would mirror our senior benefits program. And with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Anybody on the committee have any questions? Is there anybody on? All right. Thank you very much then.
Okay. And just so you know, the department did want to amend this bill to allow them to contract with tribal entities. Right now, many tribes are administering the LIHEAP money. Aristaramute Native Council in Bethel does, Association of Village Council Presidents does, Tanana Chiefs Council does administer directly to their beneficiaries. And this amendment that the department came forward with would allow for that.
And do we have a copy of the amendment?
No, we just got it 10 minutes ago. I'm sorry. Or you do? Okay.
Thank you.
And what this does is this conforms with the way they administer the federal money now.
Representative Dahlstrom and then Representative Sisna.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Nelson, on line 7, it says the department may. Is it correct to assume that the word may runs consistent through the entire?
It does.
And so is your intent with that to have it be a may instead of shall because of the fluctuating oil prices and money that the state may or may not have?
That's right. And There was also, when we did this in ACES, there was a progressivity component to this, so that while the prices are high, we'd be sharing our wealth, but when the prices go down, it would not necessarily be an entitlement program.
Representative Sisna.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Nelson, this obviously fits at least what seemed was, it has been, one of the kind of ironic problems that Alaska's had, where the oil resources come from rural Alaska, and yet rural Alaska has such significantly higher energy costs than probably most other places in the world, I'd guess. I don't know that, and you might be able to speak to that. But also, I guess it's the even sort of the even playing field idea that seems like what we ought to be trying to get to in this state, so that it doesn't matter where you live, this is an energy state, and that energy should cost somewhat the same, if in fact we're using our funding right, it seems to me. Does this come even close to that? Or I think in terms of the costs are so incredibly higher. Mm-hmm. Can you speak to that a little bit?
This doesn't come close to where I wanted, an energy rebate type or a high energy offset program to go to. And actually, this doesn't focus just on rural Alaska. The LIHEAP beneficiaries are across the state, and the majority of them are in urban Alaska. This is for low-income people, and we have low-income people all over. The costs are much higher in rural Alaska. The average consumer and the beneficiaries of the program, there's a scale depending on poverty and need, but I think the average beneficiary of LIHEAP receives about $720 a year, and for my home in Bethel, that would be less than 1 month's help. It costs me about $900 to fill up my stove oil tank in Bethel for 1 month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further questions?
Madam Chair, if I might.
Go ahead.
On the amendment, back to Representative Dahlstrom's question, the department may develop all the mays in this amendment just refer to contracting it with tribes. They don't have to contract with tribes, but allows them that option, because I think it takes some of the burden off distributing the program in rural areas. Many of the tribes are much more keenly aware of who their clientele is, but they don't have to contract with the tribes if it would be easier for them to administer the program themselves.
Representative Olson.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kurt.
Does 100% pass through if it's administered by the tribes, or is there an administrative fee or fee structure? Or?
The department would have to answer that.
Do we have somebody from the department who would?
Hello, my name is Ron Cray. I'm Chief Field Operations for the Division of Public Assistance, and I oversee the Heating Assistance Program. Under the federal program, there's a cap on administrative costs. And presumably, we'd be operating this program parallel to that program, so there would be some administrative burden that would go with it.
Follow-up? But as far as DOT, for example, it's not 30%.
The cap on the federal program is 10%, but we operate well under that. I think on average it's about 7%.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Representative Nelson? All right, thank you very much. Is there anybody online to testify? Is there anyone else here in the audience to testify? All right, well, I guess we're going to close public hearing then today. So I'm going to bring the bill back to the committee for discussion. We've got an amendment here, so to keep the record clear, would anybody like to introduce, would anybody like to move the amendment? Representative Dahlstrom.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would wish to move this amendment if we could label it number one, and it's 25-LS1294/A.2.
Any objections to the amendment? All right, well, we now have the bill in front of us as amended. Any discussion on the bill? Representative Olson.
Yeah. How does our calendar look? The reason I ask is we've got at least two members that are missing today that I think would probably care to weigh in, Woody and Mark. I don't know about our third member, but is our calendar as such where we could hold it over till Thursday and move it out? Or
we've got two bills on Thursday.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
Time for me is really of the essence. I would love to see this bill move.
Really? We have to get some kind of clock.
Yeah, I am.
Well, no, you can only use this one once. I won't hold it back. We won't request that you do.
Madam Chair, with the thought in mind for me, knowing I shouldn't say I know for sure anything that the finances committee is doing, but I have heard that there are other bills before them that pertain to this same type of energy assistance in some way, shape, or form. So I am comfortable moving this bill to finance with the knowledge that they will be able to look at all of the programs and bills pertaining to energy assistance and make whatever decision they make. So with that, I would make the a motion that we move the House Bill 308 version A with single amendment and any attached fiscal note with individual recommendations.
Hearing no objection, the bill is moved. And it is 8:19, and the committee is adjourned.